Okay, so we're actually in between 2 weeks, this doesn't happen so often, where we actually read at least one aliyah, which is identical, in both weeks. Last week in Kitisa, we read about the Parsha of the Shkalim, and then we do it again this week because it's Parsha of Shkalim. So talk about it just for a few minutes. So we know that in the that Moshe has a count of the people, and they bring a machzor shekel, and that money is used for the Adanim in the Beit HaMikdash. In addition to that, there was also the yearly machzor shekel that was brought, which funded the Karbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, writes that for adults, not only are they obligated, adult men are they obligated to bring the machzor shekel, but we also are mimashkein, we can use the power of the court to force them to bring it, take away their property until they give it. For ketanim, the Mishnah says that they can give, but ain't mimashkenim, and there's a three machlokas amongst the poskim what that means. The Bar Tanura on the Mishnah over there in Shkolam Aleph Gimel says that we derive from here that that ketanim are actually, not just ketanim are pater, but the Bar Tanura says that just like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, you were exempt until 20, so too forever you're exempt until 20. The Rambam says that's not the case, that in fact children were chayav from the age of 13. There was a special halacha that kids below 13 could bring bein mamashkenim, but the chayav starts at 13. And they would bring that every year to fund the Karbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, and they would announce this on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is why we have Parsha Shkalim as a Zecher to that, because this was the time of the year that they used to bring it. Now, obviously, now we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, but we do have a Minag, which is recorded by the Rama in Orach Chaim, Seven Tav Reish Sadi Dalet, Sif Aleph, that we bring a Zecher L'machzor Shekel. The Minag is to bring it on to give it on Tainis Esther. There's a little bit of a diyun in the poskim what you do if Purim is on a Motzei Shabbos and then Tainis Esther is on Thursday. Do you wait till the night of Purim or do you give it on Tainis Esther still? But normally we give it then, and the Ramah writes that the Minog, because the Pasuk in the context of the Mishkan says three times the word Truma, the Minog is to give three coins of Machzor Shekel. So just a little bit about this minhag. So, as Rama writes, the minhag is to bring three. Now, there is a machlokas amongst the poskim whether those three simply have to be three half coins of the currency that you have, which is the minhag olam, I think. And the psak of many poskim, if you look at the Tzitzeliezer, he has a long diyan on this in several places. Rabbi Vadya, however, and several of the Sfardi poskim write not that way. Rabbi Vadya Nechav Das Chelak Aleph Tshuva Peivav says this is a zecher to the machzor shekel, so you should bring the equivalent amount of silver, which he says is about 10 grams of silver. I don't know what that costs. And the three coins that you bring should be the value of that much silver. If you can't afford it, then you can't afford it. Now, in the original Machzor Shekel, the halacha is, and the Rambam records in Hilchos Shkalim as well, that one had to bring the Machzor Shekel, even if one couldn't afford it, afilu in ani, and even though normally we're saying, subas dav nun, that a mevazbe is a mevazbe yoser mechomesh, that when you give tzedakah, you don't give more than a fifth of your wealth. In the case of Machzor Shekel, since the halacha was that a poor person can't give less and a rich person can't give more, a poor person would have to borrow money, even if this was his everything that he owned, he would have to find a way of bringing it, borrow money, pay it back. This is an exception to the rule of a mevazbez, amevazbez, yoser mechomesh. Now, the simplest understanding is that that does not apply to our minhag. Why it did apply to the original halacha is interesting. Rai Soloveitchik argues in, he's recorded as saying this in Rav Shurkin Sefer and Harare Kedem, because the Machzor Shekel, in addition to being what funded the Karbanot, brought about atonement. And atonement protects you. So the halacha is, we know, the halacha is, the reality is that people will spend as much money as is necessary to protect themselves. And since the Machzor Shekel protected them, so even a poor person who couldn't afford it would bring it. And he compares this to several other things. He notes that the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos argues that you're allowed to spend more than a fifth of your money in Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is ki chayecha ve'orech yamecha, it's life itself. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in his Igeret HaTshuva writes that if in the process of tshuva one wants to give more than a fifth of his money to tzedakah to attain kapar and protect himself from the sins that he did, that's mutter as well. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says the same thing is true by machzah shekel. However, the simplest understanding is that that only applies to the original machzah shekel. And if you can't afford machzah shekel, the zecher, so then you don't have to bring it. The Eliyahu Rabbah is actually, the Prima Gadim rather, is misupak about this. This is quoted in the Ber Halacha there in Tafresh Tzadik Dalit. But the simplest halacha is that this is just a zecher, this is just a commemoration, and that extreme halacha that applies in this unique circumstance, the Beit HaMikdash, doesn't apply nowadays. So again, our minhag is to bring it, these three coins, as we enter into Purim. Now, why is it that we do it specifically at Purim? So one reason, as we just said, is just like we read Shkalim at this time of year to commemorate that this was when they brought the shekel for the new tax year in the Beit HaMikdash, so around Purim time we also bring it then. However, there are other possibilities, and Rabbi Ovadia argues, based on a passage in Maseches Sofrim in the 21st Perek, that the Maseches Sofrim actually argues that the reason Hashem set up the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel to begin with was because he knew that in the future Klal Yisrael would need to be protected from Haman, and therefore Hashem set up a perpetual mitzvah that would protect us year in, year out, so even when that moment would come and we would need protection, we were on the verge of destruction, we would have the schus of the Machzah Shekel. So Rav Ovadia argues, if that's the case, that the original Machzah Shekel was Hashem's prophetic protection of us from the Purim story, so it makes sense that we specifically not just do it in Adar, but we do it going into Purim, since even the biblical mitzvah is at some level, according to this midrash, connected to the Machzah Shekel. So that's just a little bit about the Hashkafa and the Halacha of Machzah Shekel. Again, we keep it as a minhag, and I'm sure here what there'll be like a tzedakah thing out with three coins attached, which is what the post can bring down to do. The Mishnah Berurah just notes one last point, that even though we noted there's a machlokes or yuchai from 2013, and the original obligation, I should have mentioned, only applies to men, because this is a minhag to attain kapara, to give tzedakah, Mishnah Berurah writes from some of the achronim, the minhag here is to give for all members of the family, and some of the achronim bring down, there's even a minhag to give for unborn children when a woman is pregnant, because you want, you know, you're trying to get tzchus and protect people, so once we're doing that, there's no harm done if you give a little bit more tzedakah, it protects people, because this isn't the original minhag, but it does invoke some of the ideas of the original Machatzis HaShekel.